there has been a worsening general perception of U.S. operations in Mexico. A turning point for Mexican public opinion about U.S. help in the war on drugs occurred after a whistleblower uncovered the so-called fast and furious operation carried out by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives between 2006 and 2011, which allowed more than 2,000 AK-47 weapons to walk into Mexico to try to arrest kingpins. This operation unraveled after the tragic death due to one of these weapons of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. The Mexican Attorney General has confirmed that some of these weapons have been recovered in crime scenes where at least 150 Mexicans were maimed or lost their lives, but few officials have either from the U.S. or Mexico even blinked an eye. As of February 2012, more than 1,000 of these weapons remained walking around Mexico.